probably been to the zoo during the day, but have you ever spent the night at the zoo with just a friend, no one else, no parents, and no zookeepers?
Wow, I never actually thought about that. That would be quite an adventure.
Do you remember a few months ago, I got a package in the mail from Royal Mail in London? It was from Manushita Arbua, which means aunt, and she had sent me some books. There were four of them, a series called The Night Zookeeper by Joshua Davidson.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
The stories are set in a zoo, and the action happens at night. Will, the main character, along with his neighbor friend Rhea, an amazing giraffe called Sam, who can also talk, and giant robot spiders called the Voids, are all part of the story.
I just finished reading the first book, Giraffes of Whispering Woods, and I agree with you. It's a really fun story.
Wait till you get to the second and third books. They're the real action.
I wish we could go spend a night at the zoo.
I would definitely like that, and I bet our listeners would really like that too. So let's talk some more about the Night Zookeeper.
But before we get going, we would like to tell you why we took such a long break from our podcast.
Back in August, during a massive thunderstorm, a gigantic tree fell on our house.
Half of our house was destroyed. Living room, dining room, the roof was gone. Everything came crashing down, and rain was pouring into the house.
The sound of the crash was really loud, and we had to leave the house.
So now, after nearly 5 months, we are back home and ready to get back into it.
And we also want to dedicate this episode to our Bua, Manushita Das, who sent us the Night Zookeeper books and also sent us some books after the tree disaster.
So, welcome back to Hardcover or Paperback, a podcast where kids talk about kids' books. We're your hosts, Amaya and Manan Punatham Baker. Also, our loyal and trusty sidekick, our dad too, Aswin!
Let's start by meeting the characters.
Wait. I think we should tell our listeners where the story takes place first.
It's in England, but we're not sure which city exactly. About the characters. First, there's Will. Will is nice, imaginative, a little shy. He has a little brother, Charlie, who isn't a big part of the story. Will lives with his parents and a grandma and is about to turn 10.
There's also Rhea, Will's neighbor. Rhea is a year older than Will, and she's brave and does not care for rules. She also acts pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, when we first meet her in the story, she has just colored her hair, and she also made some sort of a sculpture using vegetable scraps. I don't think her mom is very pleased about that.
And Grandma. I love Will's grandma. She's quirky, always supportive of Will and his brother, and is a great storyteller, loves traveling, and the best part is...
I know! It's when she takes Will's side when his teacher says mean things about his artwork and she threatens to pull down her pants and show the teacher some cool tattoos that she has on her bottom.
That's hilarious. And Grandma's also really important to the story because she's the one who gives Will a magical orb.
And we have to talk about Sam, the spine giraffe. Off the top of my mind, Sam is really, really clumsy. He is funny. Actually, he thinks he is funny and keeps telling jokes that make Rhea and Will roll their eyes.
Yep, but Sam is a good friend, very helpful, and is in training to become a spy. Oh, also, a special ability for Sam is that he can turn invisible. He can sense danger using the ossicles on the top of his head.
I like Sam a lot, but I think my favorite character is Professor Penguin, who shows up in the third book of the series. He is smart, nice, and he tries to help Will, but Will doesn't think Professor Penguin is any good. I can't say more, but that changes later in the story. Professor Penguin has an assistant named Ant, who is super organized.
Wait, is Ant an actual ant?
Yes.
That makes sense, because ants are incredibly well organized. I think that Will is my favorite character, because he's a lot like me. He's funny, imaginative, smart, a little shy, and he has a little brother.
If our listeners could see us, they would see me rolling my eyes. Aswin, what's your favorite character?
You mean Dad? I would have to say definitely Grandma Rivers. She's a great storyteller, believes that her grandkids can do anything they put their minds to, and helps Will and his friend Rhea go on an amazing adventure.
So, should we talk about the story now?
Let's do it! How does Will end up in the night zoo? And how does he realize that he's something called a night zookeeper? And what does being a night zookeeper mean?
Slow down, that's a lot of questions. Okay, first, how does Will end up at the night zoo? One evening, he slips out of the house and heads to the zoo to repaint an elephant that he had done in class. To his surprise, the eternity symbol on the elephant's forehead begins glowing and the gates next to the elephant swing open.
And he walks into a magical place full of wonder where the adventure begins.
He doesn't know much at this point that he is a night zookeeper. That only happens much later after he meets Sam the Spine Giraffe and other creatures. He learns from them that he is a night zookeeper who needs to protect the zoo from the frightening voids.
Hey, what about the Giraffe Clan?
Oh yeah, they are pretty important to the story.
So why are they important to the story?
Sam helps Will realize that what his role as a night zookeeper is. NECA, the leader of the giraffes, helps Will by telling him what he is up against. And together, the giraffes help Will and Rhea fight off the voids.
You haven't said anything about Rhea so far.
Oh, yeah. When Will gets stuck in a cage that a void made around him, Rhea arrives just in time to save him. She and Will work together to pry open the bars of the cage just enough to pull Will out. Then they work together in the rest of the story to fight the voids along with the Giraffe Clan.
So why are the voids doing all this? What do they want?
You'll have to read all of the books. But I can say that the voids are under the control of someone called the Lord of Nolf. He hates creativity, imagination, anything fun. He wants to make the world a big gray place.
Wow, that would make the world one big snooze factory.
Yeah, that would make the world one gigantic snore fiesta.
So, you haven't said what being a night zookeeper means.
It's hard to explain, but it means that when the zoo is in danger, only the night zookeeper and his or her allies can help protect the zoo. The animals can too, but they need the zookeeper's help, and the zookeeper needs their help. In the second book, if you've read it, you'll know about Captain Claw helping Sam, Will, and Rhea make a quick getaway from a void.
Wait a sec. Who's Captain Claw?
Well, Captain Claw is a lioness and a pilot. She has her own plane and flies around in it to some places in the Fire Desert, the place where the story in book number 2 takes place. She helps Sam, Will, and Rhea escape a void by giving them a ride on the plane.
Book number 2 sounds even more exciting than the first one.
I agree. It is the most amazing book in the series.
I also know that you've been writing your own stories about the night zookeeper world.
Oh yeah, we should talk about that. I was so excited to find out there was a virtual camp based on the night zookeeper books. And I've even been writing stories, making up my night zoo animals. I even wrote a poem about summer.
I'm glad to hear that you had fun with the night zookeeper camp this past summer. And I bet some of our listeners will want to know more about it.
So, about this camp. What do you do in it, and what is it about?
It is more like an online activity, and all the activities are based on the Night Zookeeper books. So one of the first activities I had to do was create 2 animals, and those animals would be characters in my stories.
So what kinds of animals did you even create?
They were animal hybrids. One was called Flobin, Flamingo and Robin. Hybrid, and another was called Seraph, a giraffe and condor hybrid.
Cool. What else did you do?
I wrote stories based on these hybrid animal characters. I did one called Trouble at Tusk Temple.
Didn't you also write a poem at some point?
Oh yeah, let me get back into the camp website and see what I wrote. Okay, here it is. Seraph is tall and loves to draw a ball. Maji swings through time on a vine. Florence is a healer who is also a magic dealer. Professor Penguin is a talented hot chocolate maker, but also a secret baker. Grudge the Bear is always grumpy and has a big fat rumpy. Sam can be as clear as glass and loves to go to class. These are some of the Night Zoo animals, and don't worry, they're not flammables.
That was great. I loved the part about the rumpy. That was really good.
That's pretty awesome. So now you're an author as well.
I guess.
Speaking of being an author, what have you both planned for the next few episodes?
Well, we do have a couple of options. I think we should do our next podcast about a book called The Parker Inheritance, a book about two kids solving a mystery. Basically, they have to go back in time to the era of segregation in order to solve this mystery.
That sounds good. I would like to talk about a series called The Bad Guys, or maybe Beast Quest. Stay tuned and go bookworm!